You're listening to Comedy Central.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You may remember the outrage across Britain a couple of months ago when Boris Johnson was accused of throwing a secret party in the middle of lockdown, against his own COVID rules, by the way. But the truth is, there wasn't a secret COVID party. Turns out there were many secret COVID parties, and now Boris may have partied himself right out of a job.
And the walls seem to be closing in on Boris Johnson.
A new poll, in fact, for the Observer newspaper shows 63%, nearly 2 of every 3 Britons, want Johnson out.
As many as 20 Conservative members of Parliament say they plan to submit letters of no confidence. 54 letters are required to trigger a no confidence vote in Parliament. Prime Minister Johnson has faced calls to resign after reports that No. 10 Downing Street hosted parties over the past 2 years. The events were held when the United Kingdom government imposed strict COVID restrictions on gathering.
I recognize the enormous sacrifice that people have made. I apologize for misjudgments that may be made in No. 10 by me and anybody else. But please, can I ask him to wait for the inquiry to conclude?
One misjudgment that really hurts: the apology to Her Majesty the Queen over parties allegedly held in Downing Street the night before Her Majesty sat alone at the funeral of her husband.
You know, this sucks for Queen Elizabeth. I haven't seen her that disappointed since she found out what Prince Andrew did on his vacations.
Apparently, these are not the only photos, Andrew.
And I can hardly blame her, you know? I mean, her husband had just died, and here they were, throwing parties without her. I mean, come on, this is her first chance in 70 years to catch some fresh dick and no invites? Yo, that shit is messed up. Oh, you don't think people move on? You need to grow up. But you can see why so many people have turned on Boris over his scandal, because while he was having parties, the people of Britain were dealing with severe lockdowns. And I'm not talking about American lockdowns. I'm talking about real lockdowns. Like, there were curfews. The government limited how many people you could see. People weren't even allowed to have anyone over for Christmas. Yeah, if Santa came down your chimney, you'd have to shoot him dead. But they don't have guns in the UK, so you just have to beat him to death. And look, I know Boris isn't the only political leader who's been caught partying against his own rules, but he might be the only one trying to pretend that he doesn't know what a party is.
Prime Minister Johnson maintains he believed it to be an official work event, not a party.
Now, an email leak showing 100 people were invited to socially distanced drinks in Downing Street and to even bring their own booze.
The idea that you walked into the garden, there's 40 people there, the tables are laid out with food and drink, and there's alcohol being served in the middle of a lockdown, and you think that's a work event, that is just ludicrous, isn't it? You are just taking the mickey out of the British people by suggesting
well,
that.
Nobody told me, and nobody said that this was something that was against the rules, that was a breach of the COVID rules, or we were doing something that wasn't a work event.
Yeah, no, nobody told me. I didn't know it was a party. I mean, how do you know what a party is unless somebody says it's a party?
How could you not know that was a party? I mean, it's not a work event. They said bring your own booze. That never happens for a regular work meeting. No one's ever like, we really need to figure out our fourth quarter projections, so grab some tequila, because daddy's making margaritas. And also, am I the only person who finds it weird that the leader of the government is the one saying,
nobody told me that this was against the rules. Nobody told me.
Nobody told you. They're your rules. Your rules to deal with a global pandemic. This isn't your kids' birthdays. You got to remember this shit. Now, Boris's own former top aide says that he did warn Boris that the party broke COVID rules and that Boris has been lying under oath to Parliament about it. But maybe these parties are just emblematic of how Boris thinks COVID rules didn't apply to him. Like, apparently, back when Boris had COVID, he refused to stay in isolation, and it got so bad that his staff, and this is completely true, had to put chairs in the doorway to his office to block him from leaving. Yeah. Honestly, I was shocked when I read this. Mostly because I didn't know it was that easy to stop British people from going places. Turns out if Africa just put a couple of chairs in front of England, we could have stopped colonialism. So as of now, Boris is in big trouble, or as they say in England, trouble. And really, if you're a prime minister who's been breaking the lockdown rules that you imposed on everybody else, you have to resign. Or you can do this.
New this morning, the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has announced the end of all pandemic restrictions in the United Kingdom, saying that people will no longer be asked to work from home, masks no longer required in schools, the mandate to wear masks in public removed as well.
According to The Guardian, the swift change is seen as an attempt by Johnson to quell conservative anger over his lockdown breaching parties at Downing Street.
And having looked at the data carefully, the cabinet concluded that once regulations lapse, the government will no longer mandate the wearing of face masks anywhere.
Oh, shit. Boris went from BYOB to DGAF. You can't break the rules if there are no rules.
That's right. Everybody, no masks. Everybody, no restrictions and no more haircuts, bitches.
And yeah, you could argue that suddenly lifting restrictions is just a cheap and dangerous attempt to curry public favor at the cost of spreading a lethal virus. But on the other hand, restrictions are lifted, baby. So break out the liquor, Britain. It's time for a work event.
Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
Are you ready to take charge of your health journey? Look no further than Trinity School of Natural Health. With their flexible online programs, you can receive the comprehensive education you need to care for your loved ones or step into the thriving field of natural health. Why choose Trinity? Because their programs offer more than just coursework. You'll interact with experienced instructors, connect with like-minded peers, and even participate in optional live events to hone your skills. If you've ever thought about becoming a certified natural health professional, the CNHP program at Trinity School of Natural Health is the perfect certification course. You'll equip yourself with the knowledge and skills to make a real difference in the lives of others. Turn your passion for natural health into a rewarding career. Visit TrinitySchool.org today to learn more about the Certified Natural Health Professional Certification Program. Go to TrinitySchool.org. That's TrinitySchool.org. Trinity School of Natural Health. Transform your life. Transform the world.
There are choices that can change your life.
Like the choice to start routine colorectal cancer screening at age 45.
It's one of the most common cancers for women and men, and it doesn't always have symptoms.
But there's good news. Routine screening can catch colorectal cancer early and even prevent it.
And there's even better news. You have screening options.
Make the choice to put your health first. Talk to your doctor about your screening options or visit cdc.gov/screenforlife for more information.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.